I love Jesus this morning. I loved him last night. Praise the Lord. Throughout today. The psalmist said, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Praise the Lord. We have had a little taste. Amen. It's getting better and better. Let's go to page 398. Is every day with Jesus sweeter than the day before? Praise the Lord. Let's sing it then. Hallelujah. This is a testimony. Hallelujah. Every day with my Jesus. Oh, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Oh, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Believe that? Oh, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. That's one of those that you just have no really place to stop. Just keeps going and gets better and better the more you sing it. Praise the Lord. Let's sing it a time or two again. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. Every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Yes, every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's the one I'm waiting for. All the ladies sing it, and then the men, you just listen and just enjoy it, and then we'll sing it, okay? All right, ladies, let's sing it.
Every day with Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Every day with Jesus, I love him more and more. Jesus saves and keeps me, and he's one of
now. Oh, every day before. And you know what that means? That means tomorrow is going to be sweeter than he is today. Can you believe that? Can we stand it? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to page 203 in that church hymnal. Praise the Lord.
It's called the King James hymnal.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We've heard it all of our lives, I have. As a young boy growing up, I heard the preachers preach about someday. Praise the Lord. Look forward to that day. Oh, that was our hope. That was our motivation. Praise the Lord. And this morning, we're still singing someday. Praise the Lord. Could be today. Let's sing it this morning. My trials here on earth will cease someday, someday, and I will have an ending peace someday, 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 some happy day from sin set free. I'll live with Christ for a someday, someday. No more in darkness I will roam someday, someday, but rest eternally at home someday, 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 some happy day from sin set free. I'll live with Christ for a someday, someday. Those gone before me I shall meet someday, someday. My loved ones will my spirit greet someday, 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 some happy day from sin set free. I'll live with Christ for a someday, someday. My loving Savior I shall see someday, someday. With Him in glory I shall be someday, someday, someday. Some happy day from sin set free. I'll live with Christ for a someday, someday, someday. Some happy day from sin set free. I'll live with Christ for a someday, some happy day.
Amen. Let's worship a minute before you're seated. But come on, brother. Come on, brother Gans, and be ready to minister to us. I'm telling you, if you don't get anything else, you got to get the DVDs of this camp meeting. I started to say a particular one, and I realized, hey, ain't no way to say that. It's just everything has been so just outstanding. Hallelujah. Outstanding. Outstanding. I must tell you that Sister Chambers is fine. Some of you may not know, but I wanted those who did know to know she left a little early in her little pickup that she loves, and she was low with her sugar. And before she could get down to Little Rock, she'd kindly lost it and took a wrong turn, wound up over there in the airport section of Wilkerson Boulevard and didn't know where she was. And I called and, where you at, Mom? She says, I'm lost. And she was just, by the time we got there, the sugar had completely gone out and she was completely out, but didn't take but about 20 minutes and she came around and she's okay this morning. Isn't it good to have a God that heals? He's took care of us so many times. It's overwhelming to me how many times He's took care of us. Hallelujah. I just believe God takes care of His folks. I don't know about you, but I believe in angels. How many of you believe in angels? I'm not supposed to be talking much. But angels, see, they, let me tell you something. Angels move in the wake of the Holy Ghost. The reason there's been so few angels the last few years has been because there's been so little of the real move of the Holy Ghost. You let a sovereign Holy Ghost revival start, and you'll hear people start talking about angels. Because they'll start appearing among, doing, and in the wake of the Holy Ghost. That sounds like to me, with the way y'all look, that's strange to you. How many understand that? I agree with that. Could I see your hand? You agree with that? They move in the wake of the Holy Ghost. It's a team effort up there, brothers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They even have their own language, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Paul said, when you pray in that language, nobody understands you because you're talking to the Master. Hallelujah. The old devil standing somewhere scratching his head. What is he saying? Ain't none of your business, devil. I'm talking to the Master. Hallelujah. It ain't fair.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the heart of a grateful husband, that God intervened last night. Hallelujah. And it's bubbling over this morning. Amen. Aren't you thankful? Amen. That God is in the midst. Praise God. I'm so thankful for this camp meeting, and I'm so thankful for what God has already done. And my last night was just it was my turn to get blessed last night. Hallelujah. My cup was filled up. Brother Anderson and I were saying we're ready to have some more this morning. I don't know where it goes. Praise the Lord. The Lord must be pouring it out in prayer to somebody in need. But I come again this morning to get my cup full again. Amen. Don't you love Him? Amen. God's been good to us. He's been good to you. Hallelujah. He's been good to each of us. Amen. I'm thankful for the privilege, amen, to be called upon to minister. Amen. And I'm thankful for the theme, and when Brother Chambers called me and asked me to minister, God began to deal with my heart immediately, and this message is the result of that, and I just pray that God will meet someone's need here this morning. I really feel like that it's more than just an opportunity to preach. It's more than just an opportunity to rejoice in the truth of the Word of God. But I believe this morning, amen, with this message, God is wanting to minister to someone here. He's wanting to help you. I come this morning to be an avenue of God's help, that the Lord may help somebody this morning. And I pray that before we're done, amen, that you'll receive what the Lord already has in store for you. There's someone here this morning, and you need this message. I just feel, I woke up this morning, God was just pouring it in my heart. Amen. I want to help somebody this morning. Hallelujah. So let the Lord address your need and let Him speak to your heart this morning. Praise God. In the book of Psalms, chapter number 37. Psalms 37. Praise God. We're going to be reading in Psalms 37 and then also, amen, in Revelation chapter 20. Psalms 37. I have come to learn to love these verses. Throughout the season of ministry that God has given me thus far, time and again I have returned to these words. And as the Lord began to deal with my heart about the subject of preparing the saints for the millennial reign, I began to be drawn to this portion. This is a millennial psalm. In my heart is a millennial psalm. It talks about the preparation and the encouragement and the looking and the longing for, amen, that which will be made right. Praise God. Verse number 1 of Psalms 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither is the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. For yet a little while, and the wicked shall not be. Yea, thou shalt diligently consider his place, and it shall not be. And here's my verse. But the meek shall inherit the earth, and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. In the abundance of peace. Now turn with me to the book of Revelation chapter 20. Amen. Revelation chapter 20. And of course, these are the scriptures that we stand upon for the 1,000 years, the millennial reign. In Revelation chapter 20, verse number 1. And I saw an angel come down from heaven having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years and cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, and which were, had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Hallelujah. We call it the 1,000 years of peace. That term is not in the Bible. That phrase is not found. 1,000 years of peace. It is what the saints have given that definition of the millennial reign of Christ. I want to preach for just a few moments on 1,000 years of peace. 1,000 years of peace. Will you pray with me? Father, thank you. I already sense your anointing. I already sense, Lord, your spirit working here right now, God. I give you honor and glory, Lord, and reverence you and lift you up and magnify you. Oh, holy God, speak through me, Lord, I pray. I yield my vessel to you, and I ask you humbly, God, that you would work through me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I don't want to be seen. I don't want to be heard. But God, may your voice ring clear, a clarion call to hear this day, Lord, that you are the God of peace. And prepare our hearts, Lord, for that moment when we shall enter into that 1,000 years of peace. Oh, God of heaven, speak to your people and minister, I pray, and help that soul this morning that needs your peace. In the name of Jesus, I ask it. And all God's people said with me, amen. God bless you this morning. Hallelujah. As you're seated in the Lord. Amen. This phrase is just not found anywhere in the Bible. Amen. But it is the common definition, amen, that we give, amen, to this 1,000 years. Now, I read to you out of the book of Psalms, chapter 37, because it is a great encouragement for us, amen, especially in the day and hour that we live. Amen. Wickedness is prevailing. Wicked men, amen, are doing things that are just exponentially wicked, continually flowing from a source of wickedness. There's just, sin is abounding on every hand. There's just all manner, amen, of debauchery and ungodliness that's increasing all around us. Amen. In the midst of that, amen, there's a promise and encouragement, amen, to wait upon the Lord. Just wait upon the Lord, because when He comes, He will make things right. Hallelujah. He will set everything in order. Amen. He will take care of every problem, every issue. Amen. Every wrong, it will be righted. I think and I dwell upon these things sometimes. You know, it just seems like every day you get up is a fight. Every day, amen, is a warfare. Every time that you get down to pray, amen. Even in ourselves, we got a war against ourselves in our flesh. I'll say some more about that in a minute, but we just, there's a constant turmoil all around us. Amen. But in the midst of all of that, God has given us a refuge. Hallelujah. He has given us a place where we can hide. Hallelujah. He has given us a high tower where the righteous can run into therein and are saved. Hallelujah. It's the name of Jesus, don't you know? It's the whisper of His name, because He is the Prince of Peace. Glory to God. When He's around, trouble's got to cease. Hallelujah. He's given us, amen, an anchor of the soul. He's given us a place, amen, where we can find, amen, a respite from all that's going on around us. The encouragement of the psalmist is that wait on Him, because peace is coming. Thou shalt delight thyself in the abundance of peace. Amen. We, the Christian church, call it that, the 1,000 years of peace. Amen. Not the post-millennialists who say that we'll work it up and Christ will come to receive it someday. Not the amillennialists who say that it is a figurative time now since the cross and ongoing. Amen. Till judgment day. Amen. Both of which deny the pre-tribulation, the premillennial tribulation rapture of the church. They say that it's not there. It won't happen. Amen. But we are the premillennialist fundamental Bible believers. Hallelujah. Who see a world, amen, that will never come to anything but a complete failure. Amen. It's always a downward slide. Amen. Man will never, amen, be able to do anything on his own, and this world is only ripening for judgment. It's only ripening for judgment. Amen. The Lord of heaven has decreed it. Jesus taught it. The Bible predicted it. Prophets foretold it. Psalmists chanted it. Angels announced it. The transfiguration prefigured it. Hallelujah. The apostles preached it. And the cross assured it. And we sing it in the hymn book. Hallelujah. There's something, amen, about that day. Amen, that we get excited about. Amen, we begin to sing about it. I love the words. We don't sing this song often enough, I'm afraid. Amen, but I like these words. Amen. In page 327, I'm watching for the coming, amen, of the glad millennial day, when our blessed Lord shall come and catch us waiting bride away. Oh, my heart is filled with rapture as I labor, watch, and pray, for our Lord is coming back to earth again. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus coming back will be the answer to our sorrowing cry. For the knowledge of the Lord shall fill the earth, the sea, and the sky. God shall take away all sickness, and the sufferer's tears will dry when our Savior shall come back to earth again. Yes, the ransomed of the Lord shall come to Zion then with joy, and in all his holy mountain nothing hurts or shall destroy. Perfect peace shall reign in every heart, and love without alloy after Jesus shall come back to earth again. Then the sin and sorrow, pain and death of this dark world shall cease in a glorious reign with Jesus of 1,000 years of peace. All the earth is groaning, crying for that day of sweet release for our Lord to come back to to earth again. That song was written in 1894. It's been the clarion call of God's people. We call it 1,000 years of peace. Hallelujah. Because the Prince of Peace, amen, is the glorious ruler of the universe, has come down to set his kingdom in order upon this earth. A glorious day for which millions of hearts have longed, for which the oppressed, the sorrowing, the suffering of the earth, both Jew and Gentile, have cried. Amen. For which the animal creation, in all its suffering, groans, and for which all nature waits the day of peace, when the Prince of Peace personally, gloriously reigns as supreme Lord and King. Hallelujah. I'm preaching to you about the peace that's coming. Hallelujah. It's 1,000 years of peace. Amen. I love that word peace, don't you? Amen. I can't hardly think of the word without thinking of Jesus stepping up on the bow of the ship and commanding peace, be still. Hallelujah. One of the few times when the word is not the normal word of peace in the New Testament Greek, but actually it's a command. Amen. It's shh, hush, stop your noise, be still. Hallelujah. And the psalmist cried, amen, be still and know that I am God. Sometimes when the Lord speaks, that's all we can do is just be still and know that he is God. When the Lord stands beside you in the moment of your trouble, it's enough. Hallelujah. His presence is enough because he is the Prince of Peace. Wherever he goes, wherever he manifests himself, amen, there is peace and safety to the child of God. It's troubling to the adversary. It's troubling, amen, to the flesh. It's troubling and worrisome, amen, to all that is not resting in God. But to those who have found him and he resides in their heart, my friend, when he shows up, there is a peace that passes all understanding. That comes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to give you my definition that I found of peace. It is a state of quiet and tranquility, freedom from disturbance or agitation, calm. Amen. Specifically, exemption from or the cessation. Of war. It's peace with public enemies. It's public order and quiet. Amen. It's contentment in obedience to the law. It is exemption from the subjection of agitating passions. It's tranquility of mind or conscience. It's reconciliation and agreement. Amen. After variance, it's harmony, concord. Sometimes an exclamation in commanding silence, as Jesus said, peace, be still. It is the peace of God. It is the peace of heart, which is the gift of God. It is the peace offering, a voluntary offering to God in token of devout homage and a sense of friendly communion with him. I am at peace with my God. Didn't Job say that? Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Be at peace. Amen. The wicked is troubled. Mire and dirt are cast up. It's just muddy. Amen. It's just dirty. It's just troubled. Amen. There's no settling. There's no beauty in it. Oh, but when you acquaint yourself with God and you make your peace with God. Oh, what a peace that comes down. Amen. It is the gift of God, this peace that we're speaking of this morning. Amen. It is a peace with those that are without. Amen. With war. Amen. With our enemies. With other nations. Amen. It is a peace with each other. Amen. And with fellow man. And it is a peace with the absence of the devil. Hallelujah. Cast into a pit. Amen. No more spiritual warfare. Are you listening to me? Amen. I'm talking about a time. Amen. A generation. Amen. A lasting covenant. A place of dwelling, hallelujah, where there is no more trouble. Glory to God. That's what we're about to enter into. Now, I almost thought that maybe the Lord would lead me a different way, but I got to whittle this down, Brother Joey. The kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. And every aspect of that spiritual kingdom will be manifest reality in the 1,000 years of peace. Everything that Jesus taught about the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, a spiritual kingdom that you and I are born into and become a subject of and enter into the laws of and are subject to the ruler and the authority of the kingdom of God. Our heirship, our sonship is found in that kingdom. Amen. Everything that you find in the spiritual kingdom of God that Jesus taught us about will become a reality. It will become a literal life. It will become a literal place. It will become a literal walk. And because he rules with a rod of iron, Brother Joey, it will be a kingdom of peace. Hallelujah. A kingdom of peace. 1,000 years of peace. I got to going after this and I thought, Lord, there's so much here in the kingdom of God. But the Lord said, the Lord just kind of led me, amen, in these scriptures. And so I want to narrow the focus for just a moment, amen, upon, amen, the author or the originator or the source, amen, of that peace in the millennial kingdom and really in the kingdom of God. Now we know that Jesus, according to Isaiah chapter 9, amen, in verse 6 and 7, amen, he has been relegated that title. Amen. I love these words. For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Verse 7 gives us, amen, the understanding of that rulership, of the increase of his government and peace. And peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah. It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He wants to give you that peace. Jesus said, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. It is the gift of the King. It is the gift of the King. Hallelujah. He is the Prince of Peace. Let me share with you some of these verses. Amen. First of all, I thought that God would, amen, help me understand what I have read back in Numbers chapter 25. Amen. There is a record, amen, of something that Phinehas did. Amen. One of the son of the lineage of Aaron. Amen. And God gave, amen, an encouragement and a promise, amen, unto Phinehas in Numbers chapter 25. I need to read that verse to you. Amen. Because I want to follow through in this train of thought. Amen. Concerning the Prince of Peace. In Numbers, amen, chapter 25. Amen. In let me start at verse 11. Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, hath turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consumed them not, the children of Israel, in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Amen. Phinehas, in the moment that he responded to the wrath of God, became a type of Christ in laying down his life, amen, before the destruction of Israel for his jealousy. Amen. And so God gave him a promise, a covenant of peace. That covenant of peace, amen, ran through the lineage, amen, of Phinehas, amen, the son of Eleazar, amen, the rabbinical record, amen, the Jews kept an accurate record, and each and every one of them has their name recorded down through the years. And of course, amen, that annotation, that covenant of peace, is very precious unto them, amen. And then I notice, amen, over in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 54, Isaiah 54, amen, if you'll bear with me just a little bit here, amen, I want to lay this foundation. I want you to understand a little bit more, amen, about the Prince of Peace. In Isaiah 54 and verse number 10, yet it pleased the, I'm sorry, 54, glory to God, in verse number 10. For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on thee. Amen. God is reiterating through Isaiah and reminding the nation of Israel in a very dark hour, amen, that the church, amen, or that the nation of Israel would be comforted in all of their troubles, that I would remember my mercy, because I made a promise to Phinehas. I made a covenant of peace. Amen. If we look over in the book of Malachi, chapter number 2, Malachi chapter number 2, amen, we'll also find Malachi's reference, amen, unto this same covenant. Malachi chapter number 2 and verse, amen, number 4. Malachi 2 and 4. And ye shall know that I have set this commandment unto you, that my covenant might be with Levi, saith the Lord of hosts. My covenant was with him of life and peace. I gave them to him for the fear whereof he feared me and was afraid, amen, before my name. Verse number 1 of chapter 3 says, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And in that verse, Brother Joey, I found tied together, amen, the truth of Melchizedek. Hebrews chapter 7 tells us, amen, that he is called called the king of Salem, or the king of Shalem, or the king of Jerusalem, the king of peace, and the king of righteousness. Amen. The great high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. He is both priest and king. King and priest. Hallelujah. He has the covenant with him. God has fulfilled his promise in his son. And in the millennial kingdom, he is the prince of all peace. He is the prince of all peace. Hallelujah. Amen. In Psalm 72. Hallelujah. Amen. I love these verses. Maybe Brother Joey, I mentioned Brother Mayo yesterday morning leading the worship that we were going to hear scriptures that maybe didn't fit together before. I pray that something will be said to you this morning out of these verses that will encourage your heart, amen, to realize just what is waiting for us and what we can have a down payment of today in the spiritual kingdom of God. My friend, you can have this peace. If you need it, you can have this peace this morning. Psalm 72. Amen. Give the king thy judgments, O God, thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy. It shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure through all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass and showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and the abundance of peace. So long as the moon endure, he shall have dominion also from sea to sea and from the river unto the ends of the earth. Hallelujah. I just saw, amen, in these scriptures, amen, a promise, amen, that that one that sits upon the throne will be a king of peace. An abundance of peace shall flow. Amen. We sing peace like a river. Peace like a river floods my soul. Amen. Some of you felt that last night. I did. I felt the peace of God flood my heart. Peace that comes through repentance. Peace that comes, amen, through subjection and humility. Peace that comes through fear and reverence. Peace that comes because God, amen, has settled every question and now has given us, hallelujah, the answer to every warfare, both without and within. Glory to God. As a pastor, I struggle with folks, amen, sometimes just having to lay them on the altar and commit them to God, because I watch such a war going on inside of them, because they have met the Lord. They have called upon his name. They have trusted his blood for salvation. And yet, the flesh still rules. And there's a constant war and battle that goes on. It's a raging battle that continues to go on. The flesh against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. These two are contrary one to another. Child of God, we can't have this world and walk in peace. We can't love this world and find rest for our souls. It's contrary. You can't mix the two kingdoms. You can't undo what God has planned and purposed. And the spiritual kingdom is a holy kingdom. It's a pure kingdom. And there is only one blessed and holy potentate, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no other Lord. You are not Lord of your life. I am not Lord of my life. And certainly the devil is not. There is no idol that I worship. There is nothing I bow down to, but I submit myself unto my King eternal. Hallelujah. You cannot serve God and mammon. You will be in turmoil. Amen? If that's you this morning, and I think all of us to an extent can say we've been there. Well, I got one. There's a time when God said, give up and give in. The only answer is absolute, total, complete surrender. That's all that will work. You can't hold back 10% in case things don't work out, like some folks do in marriage, and that's why it's doomed to fail. You can't hold back and say, I'll go this far and no further. You can't say, well, that's okay for you to believe, but I don't see it that way. You're no longer basing your faith on the Word of God, but it's based on your opinion. I tell my people, if you don't believe this book is divinely inspired, then you just might as well go home. I know that's hard. Brother, I'm trying to get them to understand that this book is what we will be judged by. It will be opened to our life record, and we will be compared in that book. And my friend, if God would give us the book, amen, beforehand, then I believe it's divinely inspired, every word of it. And I'm going to accept it just like it is, whether it talks to me about sanctification and holiness, or whether it talks to me, amen, about what comes out of my mouth that's displeasing unto God. There is no greater enemy of peace than an unruly tongue. God help us to seek peace and pursue it. God help us to find our place at the feet of Jesus our King, where He may bestow upon us, amen, His peace, that we may find it. Amen. 6 days, amen, of creation, and the seventh became a day of rest. Hallelujah. Amen. 7,000 years, amen, in total in man's history. And we're coming up on the brink of, amen, that end of 6,000. I believe in a literal 1,000 years of peace. I believe in a literal reign. I believe in a literal tribulation. I believe in a literal rapture. I believe that I'm going to rule and reign with Him if I'll learn to stand in authority. Who I am now is who I will be then. Hallelujah. I will not forget that. God spoke to my heart last night and yesterday morning, brother. I am a different person. God, amen, has called us to peace. Amen. And the Old Testament word is shalom, which means safe, well, happy, friendly. Amen. To be completed, to be completed, to make amends to the end. Amen. To finish, amen, that trouble and start a life of peace. Glory to God. Jerusalem is the city of peace. We are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. It is to make restoration, to make good. Amen. To restore the reward. Amen. I like the word that was penned. Amen. In that old book. Amen. That you look in the words for Strong's. He put surely, hallelujah, surely, hallelujah. I believe that God, amen, has a place of peace for us. This Old Testament declares that it is a place of safety, hallelujah. The New Testament is the word, amen, sirene, sirene. And it means very, I love this, to be at one again. To be at one again. You look it up. You'll find it. Sirene. To be at one again. Quietness and rest and prosperity. That will be a prosperous kingdom. As the spiritual kingdom is now. Amen. This kingdom is prosperous. Amen. Everything that you ask for returns because you're not asking of yourselves. You're not asking amiss. Amen. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Amen. Isn't that what James asked? Amen. Prayer. Amen. Prayer. Amen. The request, the desires of the heart. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall grant thee the desires of thine heart. The richness of the kingdom of God is open to those, amen, who will subjugate themselves unto that king and pray in his will. And I believe with all my heart that even when we pray and we don't feel a thing, we don't get an answer, amen, at the very least, at some moment, trusting God, peace will come. And that peace will be your answer until the realization of that prayer is finished. How many knows what I'm talking about? Peace comes. Hallelujah. It is our guiding principle in this kingdom. If I have peace, then I know everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. So when I pray, Brother Mayo, I pray until peace comes. And if I'm still troubled, I'm not done praying. That's for free. Take that home with you. Take it to your prayer closet. And don't get up until peace comes. Because peace is an assurance of mercy. My covenant of peace is the promise of my mercy. Oh, hallelujah to God. There's so much here. Amen. The giver of peace, amen, is that one that we talk about. Amen. When Luke 24 and 36 recorded, and three times John recorded in chapter 20, when Jesus, the glorified King, entered into the room of the doors being shut, his first words were, peace be unto you. Peace be unto you. I felt that last night. When he came by my soul, I felt him over there in the corner praying before service. Amen. I felt his peace. Church, is that what you're needing this morning? I'm not so bold as to crawl way out on the limb and fall off. But out there is where the fruit is. There's someone here this morning. You need his peace. You need his peace. That peace is a token in the spiritual kingdom of what is coming for 1,000 years. You need it, and I need it. No matter what the trouble is, no matter what the problem is. You see, this is the legacy. The legacy. And Isaiah put it this way to sum up, amen, this prince's promise of this new Messiah's kingdom when he comes. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in him. God's peace will keep you. It'll keep, oh church, it's going to keep us. It's going to keep us in the tired. Are you listening to me? The things that are quickly coming on, the things that we're about to face. Amen. I don't know. Amen. I could give you my opinion of what I felt when I saw the White House lit up in the colors of the rainbow flag of the gay movement. My heart was broken. I wore this nation's uniform, and it troubles my heart that on Sunday last, the whole world broke forth into rejoicing and singing for gay pride, because the United States of America has now succumbed to the will of the people. But not of the church. For I have spoken unto thee in days past of my promise of the return of the Son of God to catch away his waiting bride. And the Lord is not slack concerning any of his promise. And God is not willing that any should perish. And God hath given thee a light in the midst of a dark world. And as that world doth shine darker and darker, thy light shall shine brighter and brighter if thou wilt but remain in the kingdom.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
God, oh Lord, do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Come on, praise him with me here. Come on, God, give the church hope, Lord, I pray. Give encouragement, God. We're not spineless. We're not broken down. We're not beaten back. But we stand in the authority of the Prince of Peace. Oh, mighty God, even so, Lord, come quickly. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. The answer is to trust in his peace till he come. And he that cometh will come, and he will not tarry. I was preaching, amen, beginning to preach a series on the fundamental doctrines of our faith. And last Tuesday night, I was about to take the textbook and do a systematic teaching on the divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe that he is the divine Son of God. And I'm trying to strengthen my people in the fundamental doctrines. That's what the Lord has led me to do. Brother Joey, Mexico, marked my heart. And so, as we were getting ready to teach, and Joseph was, my son was leading the worship, and God came by. And the Lord just began to minister, and I sensed that he really wanted to do a work. And, you know, I'm just a preacher, but that ain't all there is to ministry. And teaching is necessary and absolutely needful in this hour. Because the generation of the church has absolutely no understanding of what's about to happen. Or who they are. And as I was contemplating the message, and I sensed the Lord begin to move. And just like Brother Chambers tried to encourage us last night, let's not get ahead of him. Let's let him do what he wants to do. And the Lord began to move sweetly at first, and then with gathering strength. And pretty soon, young Kaylin Perry, amen, some of you thankfully gave to her support to go to Haiti. Young Bible school student, amen, in my church. And she began to shout. Joseph took off running. I started swinging my arms and walking. I couldn't contain it. God began to minister right there. He took over the service. You say, what? Yeah. The Holy Ghost began to preach. He began to manifest His holy presence. And I saw my elders begin to weep. And I've got six that come now from the Assembly of God. Two Assembly of God churches in town. They come on Sunday night and they come on Tuesday night because they're hungry. Oh, we need the old time preaching. We need the singing. I miss the hymn book. So we found our niche in Bartlesville. I've told you that. But as God began to move, my elders began to weep. Scripture came to my mind that God sent forth the man with the inkhorn by his side. The man clothed in linen, marking those that cry and that sigh for the abominations. And he began to work in the Spirit. And later on, amen, as I was sitting beside one of my elders in the pew, just being one of the sheep, and the Holy Ghost leading the service, my boys got up and sang a few songs, and things begin to wind down a little bit. There's a sweet presence. You know what I'm talking about. It's just a sweet hush, a sweet presence of the Holy Ghost. We weren't shouting. We weren't, you know, we weren't loud and boisterous. We were, can I say, sitting and soaking. Hallelujah. It was one of them soaker services. Amen. And we just, and God spoke to my heart. And I reached over and I took that elder's Bible and I opened it to John chapter 14 and verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. He will come to you in your trouble. You're His child. He will come to you today. If you'll recognize His presence, if you'll accept that He is the King, and He is the King of peace, He will bring His peace with Him. He will come to you. He will minister to you. I've got to close. I got so many scriptures here, but I can't read them all. But this one I will read in Philippians chapter 4. Amen. I got to wind this up. Amen. The 1,000 years of peace. But really, Brother Gans, you've been talking about today. You've been talking about now. Yes, because it is a spiritual kingdom in all of its authority and all of its power and all of its presence right now. The spiritual kingdom is now. And the Prince of Peace is the ruler of that kingdom now. And we will experience 1,000 years of literal peace upon this earth. And others greater than I will bring out those truths perhaps in these coming messages. But this is what God has laid upon my heart. He is the Prince of Peace now. Not just then. The preparation of God's people for the millennial reign is the peace of God will be our guide through this warfare. Our answer is assured and our place is reserved if we will be faithful to the King and let peace be our guide. If we will follow peace and holiness for which no man shall see the Lord without it. Follow the peace of God in your soul. Follow the peace of God in the kingdom of God. Follow the peace of God in His presence. Follow the peace of God in your prayer closet. Follow peace and you shall enter into that millennial kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter number 4. I'm done. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter number 4. Verse number 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Would you stand with me this morning? Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Peace is the hallmark of the kingdom of God and the literal kingdom of Christ. Heavenly Father, you have so faithfully sent your word again now, Lord. And I believe by the anointing of God, it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish the thing whereunto thou hast sent it. Lord, there are among us, God, this morning, troubled hearts. There are those, Lord, who have uncertainties. Oh God, could we help ourselves to be honest this morning? To be honest with you. Lord, I could say with pride that I'm not troubled, but I would not be truthful. My heart is concerned for my nation. My heart is concerned because I have children and grandchildren, Lord. And if you delay your coming even a little while, they're going to need your peace. Oh, Master, hear our prayer this morning for the heart, Lord, that needs the river to flow in their life today to minister to them. They're troubled, Lord. They're troubled by their children. They're troubled, God. They're troubled by their grandchildren. They're troubled, God, by their finances. They're troubled. We know the word of God. Father, you've given us those things that we could be assured of, and those promises are many in your kingdom. But oh, God, we need your peace. We need your peace. I ask you for it now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Gans, come and play that chorus for us. I'm done. But if you'd like to come and pray. See, Brother Mayo, all I can do is spread the table and bid them come. It's not an admission of guilt, because I need to come. I've got a troubling in my heart. But I want you to come as well. Won't you come and let's just stand together, and others are going to come and stand with you and pray with you and for you. If you've got something troubling, we don't need to know what it is. You don't need to tell anybody. But if you need God's peace, I want you to come and stand together right now. Come in this altar. Somebody's going to help you pray. Hallelujah. Peace, peace, Sister Gans. Wonderful peace. Oh God, restore the lifeline to the kingdom. Restore the connection to the future. Restore the hope, Lord, of a brighter day, someday, some glad day. Lord, minister, I pray right now. You know who you sent this word to. I'm asking you to help them right now. Peace, peace. Wonderful peace. Coming down from the Father above. Sweep my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Oh, that's it, church. Begin to rest in Him. Lay back in the arms of your King. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come unto you. Oh, peace, peace. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above.